We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you today? So the weather today, somehow, I don't know if it wants to rain or if it's raining somewhere or is the dry weather. I really can't say, but I know that it's quite cold. It's been quite a cold morning in Lagos, especially this part of Lagos that I am, Victoria Island today. So be ready. The reason I always say this is so you can be ready. If you are not affected by the weather, maybe this is not for you. But I'm saying this for those who usually respond to or react to different kinds of weather. So yeah, be ready for the day. It's cold out here. I'm not in Maya, but it's fine. Let's talk about online money lending apps. Okay. I know most people have been waiting for this conversation. I can't wait to get it on the way myself. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also join the conversation on Instagram. At Nigeria Info FM Lagos is our page on Instagram, at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Feel free to let us know. Number one, I would love to know if you've experienced, if you've transacted any business with any lending apps before. I would love to know your experience. If you haven't transacted any business with them before, but you've had an experience with them before, yeah, it's very possible. Don't worry, it's very, very possible. I would also like to know your experience, because I mean, a lot of questions on my mind this morning, one of which is, why are Nigerians neglecting the traditional financial services like your banks in seeking urgent loans and opting for the online money lending apps? Why do we have so many people going for these online money lending apps, most of which are illegal, by the way? Most of them are illegal. You should know that most of these online lending apps are not on the list of fintechs or microfinance firms licensed by the Central Bank of Nigeria to engage in what they do. They offer investment services, they offer loan services and other ones that they offer. Now, last August, the National Information and Technology Development Agency, NITDA, don't call me yet, just calm down, NITDA, fined one of the microfinance firms 10 million naira. You know why? You know why this firm was fined 10 million naira? For harassing its customers and those on its customers' contact list with threat messages, with really abusive words, dehumanizing words, embarrassing words. That's why I'm hoping Tunji Andrews can join me this morning. Once he's able to join us, we would have that conversation in full. But while we wait for him to join us, I would love to hear your experience with money lending apps. First and foremost, you that you go and borrow money, don't you know that you're supposed to pay your money back? Is your gbese now? You have to pay your gbese back. So why have you refused to pay your gbese back? Of course, you have reasons. But no one cares. It's your gbese. You have to pay it back. If you know you cannot pay your gbese back, why did you go and borrow money? This is monies from people, other people. These apps are there to make money as well. Imagine if you refuse to pay your own gbese back, the other person refuses to pay their own gbese back, the genuine person that actually needs the help will not be able to get help. That's on your own listing. On the money lenders, those ones will now start calling people on the contact list of their customer. Apart from the fact that they embarrass the customer, that's number one. Number two, they will now be threatening those ones that most likely don't even have any connection with their customer. Let's go back to that customer again. Why would you put the number of somebody that you don't even know? Somebody, me, I've not used it before, so I don't even know what they call them, whether it's guarantor or witness. I don't know. I don't know the form. So, yeah, I don't know why, what they are called. But you put these people's numbers down. Those that don't even know you. They don't know where you are from. They have no idea. Anything about you, they don't know. If you do that, if you're one of those that do that, then you are just a criminal. You are just plainly a criminal. Now, those money lending apps, they did not do well. Somebody is coming because you want to make fast money. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make fast money. You neglect all the regular things that you're supposed to do in a country where there is no data. In a country where anybody can answer anybody's name anywhere in this country, right in the same second. The same second that is answering Yemi now is also answering Chukwuemeka. The same minute. And you think you can have this kind of business model and you will not be in trouble? Now, let me come to you and just even hear your thought first. I want to hear your experience. If you've borrowed money from these people before, in fact, in some cases, somebody will finish paying their money and you'll still be deducting. 0700-993-993-993. Let me hear from the horse's mouth. Yeah, plenty of them. We're streaming live. Let me hear your thought as well on our Facebook, on our YouTube, and on our Instagram pages. Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Instagram is Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm Tafa calling from Ojo.
Welcome.
Yeah. See, is it there? What I notice about those people, it's not like they don't make inquiry on the guarantor, the number the person submitted, the person that is collecting loan.
Yeah.
But they have this hassle of going through your contact.
Of
I
course.
Don't know how to do it.
No, you granted them that when you are installing the app.
Okay.
Yes.
But I said I've not collected.
Okay.
But someone called me, threatened, asking me that if the boy named Paul, that collected loan and he has refused to pay, that they are going to police station to do what they were just saying, all sort of rubbish.
Yeah.
I know the person, but the person didn't tell me anything about collected money. So I was so surprised. I even had to call back.
Call the guy back.
He was just laughing. I should not worry that they will not do anything. That's it.
All right.
He said he didn't submit my number.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So the thing is, the moment you download that app and you install, you've already granted them access to your contacts and whatever it is, or everything on your phone, they have access over it. Your data, they have you've granted them access to it. So there's really, okay. Let me take another call. Good morning to you.
Chief Gordon.
Good morning to you.
This matter will finish this matter today.
Oh, yeah.
I am afraid of borrowing. Yeah, I could have collected that money. Because I see that if all you have is to be calling people's friends and well-wishers, complaining to them that this person is owing me, that means you don't have stock now. Everybody will have to go and borrow the money. I have my own platform where I'm managing.
Okay.
Before you come to me and maybe I will give you a car. Because you bring a guarantor. And I will assess that person. If that person works the car you are going to carry.
Yeah.
And I will investigate you. And I will put you on a trial before I will release the thing to you. Then these people doesn't care. Because once they look at the money they want to give you, and take their own percentage.
And the percentage.
Some people will just go there. Do you know that somebody said he used his own to go and marry?
Imagine.
You go to money to go and marry. How will you pay back?
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Frank, thank you. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you. Your point is noted. Tunji Andrews joins me right now, money, business, and economy expert and co-founder of Awaba. Tunji, morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, City of Lagos. How's it going?
Not bad. How you doing?
Great. Just back from holidays. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. I know we have discussed this before.
Yeah.
The money lending apps. But right now, there's been some kind of heat from the government. Mm. Attention is being refocused to this money lending apps once again. But let's try and educate. First and foremost, how does it work?
All right. I think I would say how it should work, and then I would explain what is really going on. Mm. So there is a place for micro lending, which is what most of these companies do, which is 5,000, 7,500, 9,000, all the way up to 20,000 is still micro lending. So there is a place for it. And the place is around digitized KYC for the informal sector. When I say digitized KYC, at least you know your customer to a certain extent. You've been able to do transactions with them over a period of time. You know their spending habits. You've been able to profile this customer adequately. And then you lend to them. So what started out with was companies would use things like your core credit history, how you've been using phone calls, how many years you've been using the phone, what kind of recharge limits you have, you know, have you you know, loaded up to 10,000, 20,000. You know, those kind of things help. You know, create some sort of...
I didn't know that.
You know, that was how it started. That was how it started. Created some sort of credit scoring. But you see, it now became a fad. So while it is... You know the way there's things that are fashionable amongst, you know, people are sagging their pants. That's fashionable. It also became fashionable to start a credit lending company because it became very easy to do it. You know, so all I have to do is just go to another company that offers it. In fact, there's companies right now that offer the infrastructure. So you just come there, sign up, plug and play. You just call your own name, Nigeria Info Lending.
Really?
That easy these days, you know? So the problem is now that there's a lot of them do not have the proper infrastructure in terms of technology to be able to properly profile the customer. To they don't have the experience. Lending is a skill. It is a skill. It is a skill on its own. When you hear that, we borrowed out 2 billion. A skilled lender knows that of that 2 billion, maybe 40% do not come back. I need 40% doesn't come back. You are really good at your job.
Are you serious?
You are really, really good at your job. So in the lending business, there's what we call, you know, you make provisions for losses.
Okay.
Before you even start. You've not even seen the customer. You've not spoken to the customer. You already make provision for losses. So there are experienced people doing this business. Okay. But you see, a lot of these new guys just want to plug and play, and there's a lot of money for investment going around. I have this business, investors will give you money. So everybody's trying to create a business that, you know, can bring investors in, and then they go out and start lending at ridiculous rates. And it's not illegal to borrow.
Yes now.
So all these things that you hear that, this person is owing me money, I'll go and call the police. Police, it's not illegal to borrow money.
Sorry. This is not Zabu who's going to borrow
anywhere. I'm so sorry I said that. but what then happens is that you find out that people are in that place where they've gone to borrow the money.
Yeah.
From these businesses that don't have structure, that don't know how to lend. And the only thing those businesses have as a way to get the money back is the name and shame situation. So they try to shame you into paying back, which of course does not always work. there's a video on TikTok going around. Abubakar, I'm not paying back my credit. I'm sure everybody that uses TikTok and all those things knows what I'm talking about. It doesn't always work. Plus, it also causes an undue amount of stress on the people who have lent the money. So there are some people who have genuine intentions, go lend the money, and for one reason or the other can't pay back at the time. And these guys call, harass, and then send messages to their loved ones. There is, I think, a particular civil suit right now against a few of them, where one person... This is not funny, but it's funny in a weird way, where the person they send messages to the person's intended in-laws.
What?
Yeah, no, they send messages to the
in-laws.
The person's intended in-laws, and cause they, I think the wedding was called off after that. So there is a suit against the particular company. So it's a funny scenario.
Is it legal to do that?
No. No, no. The FCCPC is on the case.
Yeah,
that's the Federal Customer Protection Council. Mm. They're on the case. It's not, but they make you sign something saying that they can do that. But I mean that. Think about it. It's breach of privacy.
Yeah,
it's not a whether I say you can do it or not. It's a breach of privacy. You can't do that. It's not right. And I get that the companies need to get their money back.
Yeah.
But if you're lending wrongly, you will get those points. You definitely will. Because even the people that lend right, the ones that have collateral, the ones that they put house down, they still default. How much more somebody that is in the low-income classes? And you know, the problem is that this is not a Nigerian problem alone. It's around Africa.
Oh, really?
It's predominant, and you know the laws, the governments in across even in Kenya, have started to clamp down on such companies, especially with this buy small situation.
Yeah,
where you go to the supermarket,
pick
to
something,
the,
and
they say, you can pay small, just take it, you know, and they are like, hey. You know,
I can take this one. I'll take this one. I can take that one too.
You know, and it's happening. So. The thing is, a lot of the people who are collecting these things don't totally understand how it works.
Mm.
They don't know that it's affecting their credit history. They don't know it's affecting their credit score. And the companies don't take the time to explain.
Mm.
So they just give it to you. And, you know, because they too themselves know that they are taking undue advantage in terms of the interest that they are taking on top of it.
Right.
So explaining everything to you is also shooting themselves in the foot.
Is there a regulation in that space?
There is, but the fine margins, the you know, the gray spots, this place we are talking about did not exist.
Tunji, hold on. Let's go to break. Let's go to a short break. When we return, we'll talk about regulation in that space and try and educate you some more. Stay with us here. We're back on The Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Tunji Andrews is here, co-founder of Awaba. Tunji, now let's go to the regulation in that space. I was thinking, I mean, why do we have a proliferation of money lending apps? Do we have somebody regulating that space?
It should be.
I've heard names, like very weird names of apps.
It should be, and it is. There is... So, you see, and I'm going to go into some uncomfortable places now. The lending space is generally overseen by the central bank because that's a banking function. But there are loopholes to it. First of all, there's no law governing I, Tunji, lends money to Sheriff. Or Sheriff lends money to Tunji. There's no law. There's no law saying I should give money to... If Sheriff says, Tunji, I beg, raise me 2K there. One urgent 2K. There's no law. Now, as it starts to scale up, there is also a system of cooperatives.
Okay.
Where if I'm in the cooperative and I'm the head of the cooperative, I can lend to members of my cooperative. A lot of these lending companies get the cooperative license and lend based on them being a cooperative. There are many loopholes to this thing. Many, many loopholes. But I see that because of the fact that they've become so many. Okay, and this is going to offend the lending companies. But I mean, I think they should also learn. I was trying to explain something to a group of, so there's this fintech giant that was trying to do a research about what they should come in to do in Nigeria, and I was speaking to them a while ago, and I said I wanted to show them how their competition is not even doing anything. So we downloaded one of these apps. I mean, we saw like maybe 100 or something like that. There are many.
There are too many.
You know? So we downloaded like one, and I said, watch this. So we start going through the process. We give them, the only thing they require is your BVN. And we give them that. And there's this part where they say, take a picture of yourself. I say, watch this. I took a picture of my feet, and it passed through.
What?
To show you that the systems themselves are not functioning properly. And this is where I think the CBN would be able to clamp down on this conversation, because the KYC is not proper. There is they're really just trying, they know, at least they should know that a few people will default, but the general idea is that, you know, if we make it, this unusual interest of these people, then we can cover for the people that don't pay. So you just imagine when you take a loan of 10k, and you're supposed to pay back in 7 days, and you're supposed to pay back 19,000. Bro, even me myself, I will go and do the work. Hey, Jesus Christ. Eh? What kind of interest is that?
What?
That's what's going on. A lot of them are, you know, getting their money back, but they are proper businesses. I don't want to call the names of the proper lending companies. You know them. They are the big ones that, you know, advertise on radio and stuff like that. Those ones are doing the proper work. They have a microfinance license back. They're a proper microfinance bank. The CBN has made sure that they went through the regulation. They were able to do those things, so they are properly managed. And those ones you never hear them calling
all those things.
You get, they don't, you know, they things. Remind you, but they keep, you know, please now, you know, you should do this, you know, because they know that it's a banking function, and they also understand that impairments are there, losses accrue, so they go through with you through the process, and they try to make sure that you do not get access to other structured financial credit, which is the only thing they can do really, by blacklisting you with the credit bureaus. But outside that, there's not much they can do to collect the money, you know, because Owotosi,
you can't
there's nothing you can do about it.
I want to talk to you about the situation where these lending apps now start threatening the contacts on their customers' device.
I've seen those things are ridiculous, you know. They will just send it and say, ah, Tunde is a criminal. He's on the run. He's a chronic criminal.
He's been declared wanted.
He's on the run. Do not associate with him. First of all, people, please ignore those messages. Ignore those messages. It's ridiculous. I think the first one I ever received alarmed me, because the person was my fridge repairer.
Okay.
So I was like, why would my fridge repairer, you know? Then I had to, you know, make some inquiries about it, and I realized what exactly was, you know, going on. And I was like, yo, yo. But you see, the thing about it is that you spoil business for the person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the person can't get more business, and then how does the person then pay you? That even shows you don't even understand your customer to begin with. So I'm not saying we should ignore those things.
Yeah.
I actually know that the FCCPC is working on it. There's a suit right now. There's some people who have, you know, filed a civil suit against it. A few of the companies. I think some examples will be made.
Yeah.
And those companies will scale back. But you see, the problem is, if this method of naming and shaming is out of the window, a lot of those businesses will close up, because they don't really know how to lend. Lending is difficult. Hey. Oh, Jesus. See, when you see microfinance banks collecting their money every week, and having their people go into the market to go and collect it themselves, you think they are joking. Lending is difficult, because there's always, we live in a country where something will always happen. if you're going, if your tire doesn't even get flat,
something will happen.
Something will happen.
Even if you are alone, something will come up.
If you're your sitting
room, something will just come up.
So things, it's difficult. There's always something that always makes people, it makes it hard for some people to pay.
Let's talk about the fundamentals, Tunji. Why do you think people find it so easy to approach money lending apps as against the banks that they have accounts with?
Now you have entered the correct space. Mm. And honestly, I think the commercial banks should be ashamed of themselves.
Mm.
They should be seriously ashamed of themselves. Two reasons. One, the commercial bank gives you more money. The commercial bank gives you at a less interest rate. Far less.
So why?
Far less. The commercial banks are just being silly. And I say this with my full chest. They should come to my house and beat me. They should come to my house and beat me. They should come to my house and beat me. It makes no sense. All of them have this creditor that we're talking about. All of them have it. But they've made it exclusive to salary earners that are on a structured salary for over 6 months. The algorithm is such that if your salary doesn't drop on the same day, you don't qualify. If it is not consistent for a long period of time and is labeled salary, you don't qualify. It just doesn't make sense. This person has cash flow. This person has done cash flow with your bank for over 2 years. The person should be able to easily get access to credit via your app without having to sign any form. We're talking 30K, 40K. It should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You would take... A lot of people will prefer to lend with you than to go to this money lending apps, which are fleecing them anyways. Yeah. And you know the fantastic thing about it is that because they are with you, the 30K eventually, Shebi is the bank.
Yeah.
The money will enter.
It is there.
So it's just ridiculous. And the banks, and this is why I'm excited about the fintech community.
Yeah.
They will eventually make banks sit up. Because the banks are just too comfortable. This is bread and butter. This is money on the table that they are leaving. This is money, as in this is money to be made that they've just decided to ignore. And honestly, you want to look back some 15 years ago, there were banks that were approached to do things that all this I'm trying not to mention names. These payment companies are doing now. Banks that were told to do it that were like There were banks that were told to do things like, let me not even go too far. There were banks that were told to do what we're doing. That thought, And today I'm like, yo, Tuji, let's partner with you. I'm like, wow. For what? To do what? You get?
No
so
way.
This is money on the table that they are leaving and not touching. Money on the table, which doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't really make sense. And I think this is the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
If you people have not done your strategy meeting, you know, think about it. Talk about it within your circles. This is money you can be making that you are not making.
I mean, it's obvious now because quite a number of people are trooping to these money lending apps every day.
It's the easy app. Is the simplicity of being able to get the money quickly. And from your bank, it should be easier. It's your bank. Who knows you better than your bank?
And the bank has a record, like you said. They know your cash flow. If you qualify, you qualify. If you don't, you don't.
It's right there. I don't just understand it. It makes no sense to me, to be honest with you. It makes no sense to me. Even the one that amazes me the most is that some banks ask you that you can... take away money, like, you know, fix money in your account. So if you have like 500K that you're not using, you just fix it for like 6 months so that you'll be able to touch it. The question I always keep asking is that, why don't you allow people to borrow against even that kind of money? It's my money is already with you. I don't want to, you know, liquidate that. I have like 50,000 with you. Can I just quickly borrow 10,000 against that? You know, it's 50K is with you. Let me just quickly borrow this 10K. Do what I need to quickly
You have my money
already. You get. He said, you're not thinking. It's just so ridiculous. You already have my 50K. Let me just quickly borrow this 10K from you so that I can quickly do one or two.
Yeah.
Then if I pay you, fine. If I can't even pay you, you already
have the money already.
Sheriff.
Yeah. Let's go to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993. Yeah, and please, when you're calling, turn off the radio. I'm going to take, before we go to the telephone, let me take this message from Facebook. What's your name now? Jacob says, see, this online app are more reliable than most of these commercial banks. I have been using, and he gave me the name, app for 3 years. I have never defaulted. And right now, I can access up to 500,000 naira. Though with interest rates is on the high side. And there is my bank. You mentioned the bank that I have been using for close to 15 years, yet they have never granted me a COBOL loan.
That loan lending company is one of the big ones.
Yes.
And they have a microfinance license.
Oh,
they're
actually
a microfinance bank.
Oh.
If you listen to their ads now, they always add microfinance company to it. So,
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
They are properly structured. It's not like you're before. Right.
But it's just underscored what you said earlier about banks not thinking properly.
It's not this.
I mean, it's weird, though.
We need to start praying for them.
Good morning to you. Sherry. Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday from Bolivia.
Welcome, Friday.
Yeah, Sherry, do you know what I'm not mean in this online learning?
Mm.
They will not tell you where they are giving money to your friend. But when he refuses to pay, they will start sending you message. Start calling you that we arrest your friend, or help us talk to him. Did you inform me before you gave him the money? Hey, Sheriff, it's annoying how you start disturbing me. You know, it got to a time that I refused to pick the call. People thought that my friend said, pick your girlfriend call now. I said, which can't get friend? It's so annoying.
Hmm.
You did not contact me before you gave him the money.
Yeah.
Now you have refused to pay. You start disturbing me with message and call. What is my business here?
Thank you, Friday. Let me take another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. The online loan platform, although I happen to be one of the borrowers, but the problem I have with them is that when you have been paying their loan for almost 1 year, the day is defaulted. The due date, some of them, the due date,
yeah,
at 6 p.m., they start sending messages to your contact. But like what happened now, say, 3 weeks, I had an accident, a broken knee with a mark on my face.
Okay.
So the due date I was supposed to pay back. So I was supposed to pay 42,000 naira, and I was able to pay 25,000 for 42,000 naira. By 6 p.m. same day, he sent message to my brother that I'll take loan from there. I got paid, and they were threatening him. So because of that, so when my brother called me, I don't say, but today to this date, that they don't have any reason to call you because I never defaulted.
Mm.
If I thought they are going to contact anybody, it should be tomorrow.
Mm.
So because of that, I said, okay, I'm not going to pay. Now, okay,
you said you're not going to pay.
Let them come to my house. Let them come to my house and arrest me. I'm not even running away. I gave them my house address. That I still remain the same address.
Oh, no.
That this woman take me to police station or court anywhere. Say I'm not running away. And if they take me to court, I will tell the judge the convenient time for me to pay. They're not going to lock me up because I'm owing them 20,000 naira. So the thing I see with them is that sending messages to the contact make their customer to be strong-minded. But once you send a message, so it has been done.
Yeah,
so
you've already exposed the person. The person has nothing to lose anymore, so it will just
tackle
someone.
The person is not under pressure to pay back. So they should know how to manage their customers very well.
I hear you.
At least the mutual benefit. They are helping us, we are helping them as well. And the interest they put on it, sometimes almost 50%.
Okay.
Oh, 30% of the... You imagine somebody obtaining 52,000 naira to pay 70,000 naira back in 7 days.
Thank you so much. Tunji, you mentioned this a while ago, and perhaps we need to go back to that. The issue of regulation, is there any law against that or in support of it that if you're lending, you can charge as I don't know, the interest that you want, as high as you want the interest to be?
There is a there is a part to that conversation. So the what I charge you as interest is based on your credit profile or your risk profile.
Okay.
So I mean, for people who are low risk, I can charge them little. Okay. For people who are high risk, I charge them a lot. So the general thought and the conversation is that a lot of the people they are lending to are high risk. So that's why they are charging very high. There is a conversation to be had.
And it's not illegal. Like, you can charge almost 60-70%. And then the payback tenor is quite small.
It's not entirely legal, but there must be a structured basis for it.
Okay.
There must be a structured basis for it. But these guys are not charging based on any structure.
Hmm.
They are charging everybody the same thing. Hmm. Both Adamu, both...
Everybody.
Emeka, everybody the same thing. So they're just fleecing people. It's just opportunist, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just opportunist.
Yeah. Let me take Shinwade. Shinwade on YouTube says, the loan apps stored the fake contacts. I think he sent the one before then. What someone did is he removed all his normal contacts and then stored fake contacts on his phone, faked calling those numbers so that there will be calls out, then install the app to get the loan. So the loan apps stored the fake contacts, gave out the loan. Once the money has been received, loan taker removed the SIM. There is no way for loan sharks to reach the loan taker. And then loan sharks started calling on known contacts. The loan taker is completely safe, no emotional stress.
Why all this stress for yourself?
Why?
It's the banks, really. I think the banks are the ones, you know, opening up. Okay, so here's the thing, right? There is a governmental place to protect citizens from stuff like this, because one, it's exploitative. It's not just the fact that it's like you take money and you go to a place where people need money and you say, I'm going to give it to you at this exorbitant rate. Yeah. Of course people will take it. People need money. Have you gone to the streets of Lagos? People need money. So people are going to take it either ways. Now, because you know that you can name and shame. In fact, the whole name and the whole downloading your contacts and everything just shows that you have ulterior motives to begin with.
Yeah.
It just shows that you are trying to do something, you know, despicable. So I know that this year we will see regulation around that space.
Okay.
I know definitely, because the FCCPC is on it. The CBN has been, you know, a lot of people have, you know, petition to the, especially people who have, because you know, you don't know who is on the person's contacts.
Yeah.
You just send it to random people and then somebody high up is this?
That's exactly where I'm going. Like, you see, those kind of messages for someone who doesn't know much about his or her rights would probably just panic.
No, that's what they try to create, the panic. That is on the run. They put it in capital letters. It's to give you the...
But that's unlawfully invading the person's privacy. That's unlawfully causing some kind of psychological harm to that person. Shouldn't these companies themselves be liable to
There's a legal suit. I know that I think a $500 million suit against one of such companies.
Oh.
That caused emotional damage on someone. And that's the person that they called off the wedding. Yeah, so it's there is liability to it. They just, it's like at this point, they don't see any other way to do it. But the way to really do it is to start lending properly. Go and get a microfinance license.
Yeah.
Get proper professionals who can teach you how to lend. Because even this lending situation, this funny, oh. So imagine, Sheriff, you're a microfinance bank. You give me money to lease a car.
Yeah.
What happens in Nigeria is that most of the time they will come, seize the car, and go and sell it. Did I tell you that's legal? Have you checked the laws?
It's illegal.
Have you checked the laws?
You don't pay your money now. You don't pay the money now.
Have you checked the laws?
So it's illegal for anybody to just come pick up your car and go and sell it.
Ha. Okay.
What's the right thing? No, don't say okay now. What's...
Because note that the car is jointly ours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the ability to sell comes from both of us. Okay. You have to actually go through a proper court process to relinquish my ownership in that joint venture.
Mm.
It's just the same way the house something.
The mortgage.
The mortgage. This person uses house as collateral. Mm. Oh, we've taken the house. We want to go and sell it. You can't just go and take the house now. That's why you always see that eventually there's always a
that thing
possession taking and so yeah. Because they have to go to court to relinquish your ownership in the house. It's a joint venture now.
Okay.
I don't like to say this kind of things because people would now be emboldened.
This is not to encourage you not to pay your
exactly
debt,
exactly
and pay your money.
Go
and
pay.
Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff and Chiji.
Morning.
I must say that I've missed Chiji on radio, seriously. Honestly, I really have missed it. I think I want to put a large part of the blame on the banks, just like Chiji said. From my own personal example, I've had to take loan from some of these microfinance banks, and I've also taken a loan from my bank before. And I did not default, settled everything. But I noticed that the microfinance banks, they keep calling every time, come and take a loan. I mean, they are marketing, but I've never had my bank, despite the cash flow, having been with the bank for so many years, to say, bros, do you need money? And you know that banks will give you at a lower rate. They can handle, they have more money, they can handle the risk and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know that that's even one of the things that that is affecting our economy. Because people cannot approach banks to get
money. It's not
easy. Have a small business,
access to credit.
Small business. So you see small businesses are suffering simply because they can't get money from the banks.
Yeah.
And look at the rate at which you get from these other people. You can't do business with that kind of money. You can't make money. There's no way. But if you can get to the banks and you can get at reasonable rates, then you imagine how many small businesses are able to get money from banks.
Yeah.
But they are simply not responsible. Good morning.
Good morning to you too. Thank you for calling me. Tunji, the last caller said something that actually struck me, and we've mentioned it before, but I want us to even dig deeper. Don't banks have statutory obligation to give out money?
They do.
Apart from, like you said, giving out money to salary earners and the even that self commodity is small.
They do. There's actually some sort of conversation around if you do not lend, they would take it in CRR from the central bank. Now, but here's the problem, right? The real reason why banks are not doing it is the structure to lending within banks.
Okay, how do you
the
mean?
Structure to lending. So the process to structure a 500,000 naira loan is the same to structure a 500 million naira loan.
Oh.
Do you get?
Yeah.
So why will I waste my time? And I have...
And go through all those things.
So I have plenty.
I have probably... Let's go to break.
Yeah.
It's a short break. We'll be back.
All right.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Crossfire. We're talking online money lending app on the show today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Tunji Andrews is here. Tunji, we have about 3 more minutes to go. Please go on. Before the break, we're talking about monies available to banks.
Yeah, so I think what the banks need to do is to create a proper system. And it's about technology. Create an algorithm which, you know, scores the customer based on cash flow. How long has this customer been with us? You know, and then graduate the customer gradually. It's the only way to be able to bypass, because almost there's a department that, you know, looks at every credit. They sit down, there's a credit community,
yeah.
They speak about it, or somebody has to defend it, blah, 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 all that, the long process.
Mm.
And usually the person that is creating the credit for you in terms of your account officer has a target, yearly target.
Yeah.
The person probably needs to lend out, I don't know, maybe 1 billion.
Mm.
The person is not going to waste their time doing 50-50K,
that's right, 100-100K.
Yeah. The person wants to get big tickets and, yeah, you know, sort themselves out. So the banks themselves need to deploy technology to, you know, credit score you, look at your, you know, ratings, and, you know, give you credit appropriately.
Yeah.
I think one of them granted credit to everybody.
Yeah.
I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just give everybody.
Are you serious?
And then they had to stop it. But it's still technology.
Yeah.
You know, use proper technology,
yeah,
you know, weight against it, see the person's cash flow,
yeah,
and lend accordingly.
Fantastic. Sanjay, thank you so much for coming on the Crossfire
really
today.
It.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure having this kind of conversations with you. Lagos, that's our show today on the Morning Crossfire. But I'm not going anywhere. Daily Digest is next. With Jimmy Disu, of course, he's on vacation, so I'll be here to handle that. And today is Dear Bumi, so we'll be dealing with some Dear Bumi issues. Thank you for being a part of my morning on Nigeria Info. The news is next. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.